Welcome to the Mindset, Mood and Movement Podcast. My name is Sal Jeffries and I integrate psychology, the body and breathing to help people feel calm, confident and strong. Do you find yourself worrying to the point where it's negatively affecting your life? Worrying is a normal process. We worry as humans about all sorts of things, but actually if it's really overtaking your life, then it's a toxic issue. And in this episode, I'm going to cover perhaps some of the things that we can do, some of the strategies you can apply, and how to hopefully move a little beyond that state of over-worrying. Okay, first thing, I think the important thing is to say is that worrying happens in the mind. So we do a lot of thinking and we can create. The beautiful thing with the human mind is that it has this ability to be able to move through time. So we can think about the future. So we can think about what we're going to be doing next week, next year, and so forth. And of course, we can think about the past, what we've done, and where we've gone. And all that's completely normal. The problem we've got is that when we've got a worry pattern going on, that's a future-orientated aspect. It's part of the threat system. So the mind-body system that's scanning for threats and potentials. And essentially, the mind's trying to work out, like, okay, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? What could happen? And there's a real place for this. So this pattern of worrying, I would say the first thing is to honor why it's useful. And it's very useful because it can stop us from getting into a right pickle. You know, if you don't think too far ahead or don't consider the outcomes of certain things, you're going to be in problems. You know, if you don't consider that wandering across the road without paying attention, that could be dangerous, you know, whatever it is. So worry has its place, but that is the point. It has a place. It does not want to be a totality. So if you're finding that you're binge worrying and that you're triggered all the time, and of course, in light of recent events with the pandemic, the political environment, the way the world's working, the way our jobs, the way our lives are working, there's a huge amount to worry about if you allow yourself to get dug into that whole drama. So let's check in with what worry also is. So yes, we know it's a mental strategy for planning the future and essentially protecting us. That's a useful thing. Worry also can become a habit. Just like brushing your teeth, driving the car, whatever it is, it can become a habit, a default mode. And it's really curious because our personality, in many ways, is a habit. It's a repetition of being. And until we wake up, until we do something different and break the pattern, then that habit will remain. And as with all habits, whether that's a healthy habit, such as maybe going out for a run every morning, maybe it's an unhealthy habit, smoking cigarettes or whatever that be. The more you do it, the deeper the grooves in the mind, and literally the deeper the grooves in the neurons and the synaptic pathways in the brain, the habit sticks. So if you're continuously worrying, there's a high chance that it's become a habit as much beyond its usefulness of figuring out what might be safe to do. So with all habits, there are many ways to deal with them, but here's a really fantastic one. It's called a pattern interrupt. So if you find yourself ruminating, worrying, oh, this, what's going to happen at Christmas? What's going to happen with COVID? And the mind's going off on one. Catch yourself at that point and move from mental activity to physical activity. So it could be something crazy like jumping up and down. It could be that you go out for a run literally at that very point. I would say you want to catch the shift, the neurological, physiological shift at the point of worrying. So, for example, if I start worrying about what's going to happen with business in 2022 and I over start dramatizing the whole thing, if I went and did 50 press-ups, that's going to get my attention right in my body. I'm going to get really, really present. And from a neurological point of view, I've asked my brain-body system to get connected with something different. It's really hard to worry when you're moving in a challenging way. So I would say if you're worrying, as soon as you catch a worry, get up and move, and move fairly vigorously. There's also another connection here that the worry element is on the mobilization response of the nervous system, what most people call fight flight, the stress response, and that wants to be channeled. So there's a place for slowing everything down, calming everything down. But I would actually say channeling that energy is often a very powerful way. And this is why physical activity is an absolute must. Kind of no excuses, really. Do whatever works for you. Zumba, dancing, yeah, yoga, running, doesn't matter what it is, but get moving the body, and that's going to be a really fantastic pattern interrupt for the habit of worry. And the other habit of worry is perhaps how attached you are to worrying. So let me explain that a little further. We can worry about this, you know, the future. We can worry about what's going to happen at Christmas, what's going to happen with new political decisions, and all these things, all these environmental decisions, the things that are happening around us, and it can feel overwhelming. But we can get really attached to things not working out as we want to. Now, I'm not saying that we want a difficult world or job problems or all these sorts of things. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is things happen and we have a choice. Can we control it? Can we control our response? Can we do something about it? Or is it happening around us where we have to get adaptable, get creative? It doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean we have to like it, but it does mean you don't get in a state of paralysis. And of course, from a neurological point of view, those of you who've been listening to my work, we go into a shutdown state. That's what the nervous system does. If we can't fight, can't run, we will shut down. So if you find yourself over worrying, it's very easy to get depressed or go into a state of depression. So depression is not a thing, but the state of it is an experience. And that can be the place when you go for, you know, you hit the wine, you hit the beers, I don't know, you spend hours on social media and you're distracted. It can be a way of just not dealing with it. So by detaching slightly, a little bit more non-attachment, as the Buddhists would say, to what's happening around you, does not mean you don't care. It means you care a lot, but then you can act on that care. So non-attachment doesn't mean that you're not concerned. You are concerned, but you don't get too invested in what isn't real at this stage. So we're pulling it back. And there's a pattern which happens for a lot of people, which is catastrophizing. So catastrophizing is pretty much going to the worst case scenario. What if this happens? And what if it all goes wrong? And okay, once again, it's the threat system doing exactly what it's supposed to do, protecting us from harm, trying to figure out what might happen. The problem being is that there's so much negativity and excessive worrying that you're already having a problem worrying about what might be a problem. So you've essentially brought the problem forward and made it a problem now rather than what's going to happen in the future. Dealing with things is a real power. And when you can't deal with things, there's a non-attachment mindset which can be very powerful of letting go. And the word surrender is a really powerful and useful word in this space. And the way I see surrender is, or the way I describe surrender is this. It's not about allowing things to happen against your will. It's not about being weak. It's completely the opposite. It's about being strong. It's about choosing when to let go. It's about choosing strength of resolve that knowing whatever happens, you will deal with it. I can almost guarantee, I've been around for years and years and years. I've been around a long time on this planet. I've never met someone that couldn't deal with something at some point in some way. Now, of course, sometimes some of us are better at it. Sometimes we need help, of course. But I've got a feeling, I get this deep human feeling that most of us, when we go into those deep reserves of our character, of our soul, of our deep self, we can deal with stuff. We're stronger than we think. And I think that's the message I'd like to leave you on, that don't doubt your own strength. Don't doubt your own capabilities to deal with things. When you tap into knowing that, then it's a bit like the smoke screen of catastrophizing and worry gets cleared by that fresh air, that fresh breeze of courage of knowing that, yeah, things could be tough. Yeah, a lot of us have been through really difficult times recently, myself included. But somehow, somewhere, there's a depth in you which can overcome. And when you know that, it's like tapping into a well of reserves that reminds you that while the worry has its place, you can pattern interrupt, you can stop the habit through some of those practices I've just given to you. You can know that actually it's there to help you, but it does not need to be wallowed in. And lastly, that you've got the strength to deal with it. You always have. And the more you tap into that, then this whole pattern of toxic worrying will start to loosen. Detach from that. Get present. Get in your body. Own your strength. I leave you on that thought. As always, this is a huge topic with lots of questions and people come in with all sorts of things from the issues I bring up. And I love the conversation. So do reach out. You can get me on my website, which is saljeffries.com. And Sal Jeffries is spelled SALJEFFERIES. You can reach out at LinkedIn, which is at Sal Jeffries, or Instagram at Sal Jeffries. Do drop me a message on this deep, deep topic. And I always like to respond to you. So I look forward to talking to you on the next one. Take care.